Ain't that a kitty kicking the butt? I'm going bump, 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 fucking nuts. How many kicks can a stupid girl take? Waking up today was a huge mistake. I woke up in a world of shit. Spilled hot coffee on my tits. I think I saw my neighbor's dick.
Gross.
It's gonna be one of those days. Ain't that a huge mistake. How many kicks? How many kicks? How many kicks can this cunt take? Oh, wop, bop, a loo, bop, wop, and bunt. Every fucking day is a kick in the cunt. When I took out the trash, I fucking tripped and smashed my dash. The bullshit's piling awfully fast. It's gonna be one of those days. Ain't that huge mistake. Pop, pop, uba, pop, wop, bam, bop. Every fucking day is kicking the cunt. Ain't that a kick, kick, kicking the cunt? I'm going pop, 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 fucking nuts. How many kicks can a stupid cunt take? Waking up today was a huge mistake. Waking up today was a huge mistake. Waking up today was a huge mistake.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
I don't think I will ever stop playing these guys.
Yeah.
It's,
they've got some good stuff.
It's my new favorite TikTok. They just released one today called Catching Poon in the Pontoon.
And I gotta play that one.
It is a country fuck. I don't think it's even on YouTube yet. I saw it on TikTok, and what I've noticed is normally it takes, like, this one. I sent you this one yesterday, right?
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, it just made YouTube 8 hours ago.
Nah.
So normally they TikTok it for a day or so, and then
kick it to YouTube.
And then kick it to YouTube, but I'm looking real quick to make sure I didn't miss it, but yeah, I'm not seeing it.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it is a country song, and I swear to God, you would think it was real.
There's a few of them where you're listening to them, and I've done a couple, or played them for Amber, and I mean, they sound real songs. Then all of a sudden, she's like, "Wait, what?"
I'll sit there on the couch, and what will pop up while I'm scrolling TikTok, and you'll just catch a Tasha be playing her DS or doing whatever, and you'll just hear. I'm like, yeah, shit's fucking funny.
See, but are the kids laughing?
Toby.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could see Toby giggling.
There was a pooping one or farting one or something. I think maybe it was, it's time to take a shit on the company's dime.
There we go.
That may have been the one. And all of a sudden he caught, like, poop or something. And, you know, he's a 9-year-old boy who just, you know, has my sense of humor. So,
yeah. I mean, he's a 9-year-old boy and you have a sense of humor of a 9-year-old boy, so
exactly, it works. Exactly. So as of right now, it's still pretty good, but yeah, they're just fucking, nice. It brings a smile to my fucking face every time I hear it.
No. Which is good. I mean, we need that nowadays, is just a little bit of a smile to our face.
Oh, it won't be long until it falls in the hands of somebody pissing and moaning, but
yeah.
You know, they'll make one song that I don't. You know, right now it seems like all dick and butt jokes, but
those are the best.
Eventually it'll be a song that'll trigger somebody.
No, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane how much, yeah.
But, yeah, it is what it is. I've always said it. Real comedy is comedy, and it doesn't fucking matter.
No.
You know,
I mean, I'll be honest. I know, like, Matt Rife, everyone's got a lot of issues with him, and I've been watching a lot of his TikTok. He cracks me up.
Mm-hmm. I've heard going to a live show is pretty bad, though.
Is it?
because his material is not is mediocre at best, is what I've heard.
And well, I mean, if you watch a lot of his TikToks and any of that stuff, it's all crowd work. Yeah. Most of his show would be crowd work, which I mean, some comics can make. We've seen some great comics in Tacoma that would do an entire hour on crowd work and it was awesome. But other ones that if the crowd isn't there, they're fucked.
And but I heard it too about like his special, his last special that came out. That, you know, that it's one of the reasons I didn't watch it because I enjoy his crowd work.
Yeah.
But a lot of times when you're filming that live special, you don't necessarily want the crowd because you don't know what you're going to get, right? You have no clue what that audience member is going to say or do. And so you don't necessarily want that on a special.
No.
But, yeah, no, I dig him, you know. I think you can tell, right? If you can, I think fucking shove your head back up your ass and find a rock to crawl under. But if you can't tell the difference between a joke done well, written well, spoke well, to an overly try-hard joke that just isn't funny, to I wrap it up to look like a joke, but really I'm a bigoted piece of shit. I mean, those are your three categories.
Yeah.
You know, you have, oh, everybody's doing black jokes. I'm going to make one, and it's not funny.
No. With his, a lot of his, he's making fun of what's there. Yeah. And I mean, it's not really like he's trying. I mean, he'll push the boundaries with it a little bit on some of them, but I mean...
Yeah.
That's comedy. Well, I've always felt if you're not offending someone, you didn't freaking do it right.
Yeah.
Not to a point. I mean, to a point. But I mean,
my thought is if you didn't offend anybody, you got the right crowd that night.
Like, well, there's that too. But I mean, think of some of the best ones. I mean, Eddie Murphy, Raw.
Yeah.
That was, came out and people thought he was the most offensive fucker ever.
Yeah.
Richard Pryor, same thing.
Well, you we know, went from
funny.
I don't know what you. We went from profane being a trigger, at, no matter what it was, right? Yeah. To now, I mean, if Eddie Murphy wouldn't have swore or said the N-word, you know, 3,000 fucking times, he probably, you know, he would have been okay because he could make fun of women and he could make fun of, you know, no problem. And now you could say fuck 172 times a sentence, but if you bash them, you know, if you say something about somebody different than you.
And even someone like you, which is what's interesting. Times.
Yeah.
I mean, you make fun of anybody. I mean, even if you're making fun of yourself, I've seen ones where people like got freaking bashed and everything else. And everyone's like, oh my God, you're so horrible to say this. And you're like, I'm talking about me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't fucking get it.
I haven't, I'll be honest though, I have not seen it really since I've been down here.
No, and but you will.
Oh, I'm sure I will. I'm sure I will. I've just had very limited in the people that I've been associating with down here. So I'm sure once I go to the clubs, I'll see it.
Yeah, I mean, you're in Texas, but you're still in America.
Oh, I
and
know.
If you don't think that massive influx of people moving to Texas, there's not some, you know, of those Karens, speak.
There is.
Moving in, you're wrong. Yeah. You know.
But I just love watching all the stuff in Seattle and being like, I'm so glad I'm not there.
Doesn't affect me at all, so I don't care.
Well, no, I mean, part of that comedy scene. I'm just watching the comedy scene just,
yeah,
once again, eat itself.
Doesn't affect me at all.
Yeah, but I was still doing comedy when I was up there, and that was kind of the problem.
Yeah. I've got people calling and asking me to do it again. I had somebody offer to rent me a space to put on a comedy show, and I said no.
Yeah.
One of my parents from softball.
It's too tough. Because the problem is right now, I mean, you're watching it, and I mean, I'm watching it from the sidelines, and I'm watching people who are... I mean, basically, like comic legends up there being basically.
Well, that's because that's the thing to do is to go back through somebody's history.
Yeah.
And start tearing them apart and get the fuck out of here.
Or when you sit there and you start talking about someone up there one time, and I think one of the things where I knew it was like, okay, I need to walk away from this scene, was one day I was talking about Hennigan, and someone said they wouldn't book him because he was an old white dude. And I'm like, it's James fucking Hennigan. And they're like, yeah, but he's just some old white dude. He's just going to get up there and be racist. And I'm like, you've obviously never heard this man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you have people send tapes, right?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't think he has tapes. I don't think he knows how to do that.
Is that because he's an old white dude?
No, he's just because he's Hennigan and doesn't give a fuck.
Not that, too. Not too. Yeah. Oh. Well, it's been a while.
It has.
But.
It has.
You had to have seen the Deadpool Wolverine trailer.
Of course I did. Multiple times. Showed it to my wife because it's fucking amazing.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there's so many Easter eggs in that and things where you're like, oh, the freaking Ant-Man head.
Yeah. That's not Ant-Man head. That's Giant Man.
Well, yeah.
Which, in turn, could be Lawrence Fishburne's character, who was Giant Man when Hank Pym was Ant-Man.
That's right.
So, you know, we don't know yet if it's Ant-Man or not.
But still, I mean, it's one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Then you see the rings, which is strange.
Yeah, well, or Wong.
Or Wong.
Or depending on
what universe, what
timeline they're in, it could be the Grandmaster Supreme or whatever she was.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it does show at one point he's inside the TVA.
Yep.
So, and he talks about the variants, so he's obviously dealing with the variants. I mean, and I know it's not going to be what it is, but I just keep hoping that it's going to be, you know, Deadpool kills the universe, but...
Yeah, I don't know. They have the one scene where all the original villains from the early X-Men movies are all there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Toad and Azazel and... Which I thought was kind of cool.
And then a lot of people pointed out I don't know if it's just for fun or the fight scene versus Deadpool and Wolverine. If you watch the choreography, it's the exact same as one of the Spider-Man fights.
Oh, really?
When he gets in fight in the high school, when he's Peter Parker.
Oh, and he gets fights in the Flash?
Fight. Yeah. It's the exact same choreography. Like, I watched a video where it showed the two, one above the other, and it's exactly the same.
Well, and that could just be a huge nod to Deadpool's love for Spider-Man in the comics.
It could be, or, I mean, maybe it means Spider-Man's going to pop up.
Yeah.
But which one?
And it could be as easy or as simple as, what was it, Deadpool 2? Is it 2? Where he's in the mansion, and the door closes, but it's the X-Men First Class people in there.
Yeah.
No lines, no nothing. You just see them all sitting in the room, and then the door closes. Could be as simple as that with, you know, they could have all three Spider-Man sitting there, especially seeing all three Spider-Man have been in the same universe together.
Yeah. Or it could just be the actors.
Oh, that would be cool, too.
Because it's one of those things, because really, technically, Sony owns... And I don't know if Marvel right now has the rights to do another Spider-Man, do they?
Yeah, they have one lined up, I think.
Well, yeah, but then if they put it in a Deadpool, I don't know if they have the rights to use them again there. So it gets weird with the whole rights on that one.
Yeah, on Sony.
But it would be funny just to see the actors and be like, oh, crap. It's Spider-Man, but not really.
Yeah, it looks it looks fucking phenomenal.
No, it does.
I can't wait. July 26th is way too far away.
It is. It's way too far away. But it'll be... should be good.
But... and then did you see the trailer for the new Transformers?
No.
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 All right. I'm in. Hold on here.
I missed that one.
Let me share screen and I will play it and show you. Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson are in it.
I'd heard that.
Let me see here. Okay, Where am I? What's going on? Can I share?
I don't know. Share. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm here. I found it.
That's what she said. Oh.
No, she didn't.
Hey, what is up, Transformers fans? Well, this is it, Brian. Our trailer is about to drop.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
Oh, yeah, then let's
drop it.
Here it comes. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
The Transformers 1 trailer starts now.
Do it.
That's good. I like that.
I like it, too.
The Transformers 1 trailer starts now.
So, how long do you think we'll be here?
I'm not talking to you.
You know what? We are so screwed!
Thought you weren't talking to me.
You two, come with me. Report to Waste Management.
Hi there, I'm B-127.
I'm actually working on some nicknames. The one I'm floating right now is Badassatron, which is actually pronounced Badassatron.
We're gonna call you B.
I know we're just lowly worker bots who can't even transform. Don't you want to see what's out there?
There's a reason no one goes to the surface. It's dangerous.
Why'd you bring jetpacks?
If we survive this, I'm gonna kill you.
I accept those terms.
Beautiful.
You have proven yourself worthy. Take these and access your full potential.
It's time to show them. We are more than meets the eye.
We can transform now.
On three, one.
Ah! It's working. Where's my head? How do we use these things? Oh, look at the wheels. I need wheels.
Woo! Guys, that's not good.
We got these powers for a reason. Let's use them.
We stand here together as one.
Whoa! I got a battle mask! It appeared with this guy! Knife hands? I have knife hands!
I can see that.
These are not
the bad guys.
Why did you cut the door?
What? No, it was already like that. Right?
Yes, that's right. Yes. It was. Yes. Yeah, it was already like. Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty funny.
I think the cast is fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, John Hamm, also Steve Buscemi. It kind of reminds me of the first animated movie. Way back when we were kids, that had like Leonard Nimoy and who's the Citizen Kane guy?
Killed Optimus.
Well, I know. Who's the Citizen Kane guy?
No, I don't remember.
From Orson Welles.
Okay, yeah, that guy.
There you go. Orson Welles and shit like that. I think it looks. So the cast is awesome. I think it looks funny. I think it looks better than, what was it, Beast Wars and. Some of the Mark Wahlberg ones, and
yeah,
I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm old, and it kind of feels like a prequel to our original movie.
Yeah,
which I think is cool. So,
and it does look interesting. I mean, it's yeah, especially the fact that like Megatron is his friend.
Yeah. Which I think you'll get the origin story of why they hate each other.
Yeah.
My guess right now is because of RC. They both fall in love with her. I mean, why did two men ever hate each other? It's over a woman.
It's always over a woman.
So,
and I'm gonna laugh because she's gonna, it's gonna be all over that, and then she's gonna pick B.
Screw that, she's going Willy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it looks. I wanted to see who Buscemi was playing because I didn't hear.
I didn't hear his voice,
but. And I don't know if Steve Buscemi ever doing like voiceover work, so I don't know how good he is at changing his movie or his voice.
Steve Buscemi, he's awesome.
Oh, I know
everything.
Not saying he's not, but you know, there's still some people. It doesn't matter what they do to their voice, you automatically go, "Oh, I know who the fuck that is."
Yeah,
but to be honest, I wouldn't have thought Chris Hemsworth was Optimus.
Yeah.
Now, Keegan-Michael Key is Bumblebee.
That makes sense. Lawrence Fishburne.
John Hamm is Sentinel Prime. Alpha Trion is Lawrence Fishburne. And Steve Buscemi is just voice.
Makes me wonder if he's going to be one of those ones where it's just he's going to end up being some like insane one that you're gonna be like, what?
Yeah. And then I got an invite today from something I had no clue was happening. They are playing the first four episodes from the original cartoon in the theaters.
No.
May 15th, 18th, and 19th only.
Yeah.
With a table read from, like, Peter Cullen, that's his name, right? Peter Cullen, the voice of Optimus Prime, the original voice?
I think so.
And Peter Welker, who I think was the voice of Starscream. Now I got to look it up, but... Yeah, so I got that invite, and the first thing I did was shoot Tosh a text and say, I need the calendar. So it looks like Sunday at noon...
We know what you're doing.
Sunday at noon will be my only availability. I'm trying to... How come the cartoons don't come up when I type in Transformer? Here we go. Frank Welker, Peter Cullen. There we go. There's the original voices. So I don't know if that's going to be like a virtual thing. They'll play that on the screen either before or after the episodes. Or maybe like episode one ends and they have, you know...
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm such a Transformers fan, especially when it's done right. They've definitely done some shit to it, but when it's done right.
The one thing I found with Transformers, it really seems like the cartoons, usually they do pretty good on the cartoons. The live action's been hit or miss.
I love the first two. The third one, what was that? Dark of the Moon? Okay. Mm. After that, the Wahlberg ones, it likely got away from the story and just made it all about the bigger explosions and, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I liked the first couple. I mean, I didn't like the one actress in it, but I've never liked her. So
I know you don't like Megan Fox.
Yeah.
However, I'm not a fan of Megan Fox. Like, I hated her as April O'Neil. I thought that was the dumbest role you could give her.
No.
You know, not an April O'Neil character at all.
It was just because at the time, and they do this all the time, where all of a sudden there's the big actress that everyone's in love with. We're going to put her in every movie, whether it fits or not.
Yeah. Nope. And it was horrible call. But, and I thought the newer live actions of those were horrible.
Yes.
So... However, the new animated one that's coming, The Last Ronin, or live action, sorry, not The Last Ronin, I'll be in for.
Yeah.
Did you see they're doing that?
Mm-mm. I didn't see that one.
Oh, yeah. They got some shit coming. Finally, I feel like we've been out, but I was going through the Regal app to see what theaters the Transformers are playing, because they're only playing at Select. It's not all of them.
Yeah.
And do we not have movies anymore? Because I'm looking, and it's... So I was on the coming soon. May 3rd, we have Star Wars Episode 1 coming to theaters. Who the fuck wants to go see The Phantom Menace?
I don't know.
I wasted my time in theaters with that already.
Yeah, it was bad.
There's a new Garfield movie coming. I did not know that. There was some other, like, the reshow. Oh, Spider-Man 3 on April 29th coming back to theaters. The Dark Knight Rises. That is on the $5 ticket day, so that's probably why they're doing that. But that's coming to theaters. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets coming back to theaters. Steel Magnolias 35th anniversary coming back to theaters. The Amazing Spider-Man coming back to theaters.
No.
Like, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 in 18 days coming back to theaters.
No.
Spider-Man Homecoming coming to theaters. Like, I don't get it. Spider-Man Far From Home a couple days after. The Muppet Movie 45th anniversary coming back to theaters.
I might go see that one.
So, some of the anniversary ones, right? Because I know you went and saw Jaws, the anniversary Jaws.
Yeah, which that was so cool to see in theaters.
Right. So if you were even fortunate enough to see it in theaters when it first came out, you know, you were little.
Yeah.
Couldn't really take in the whole experience the way you should have.
Well, shit, I think Jaws, when it came out, I don't think either one of us were born yet, were we?
You might have been. I think like it came out in 78, right?
I thought it was 77. I might have been, but I would have been like 6 months old when it came out.
Yeah. But so some of the anniversary stuff I get, right? And not only that, even if you were fortunate enough to see it in theaters, what was the quality?
Yeah.
Where I know they clean them up a little bit and you get a little bit better quality. But I mean, the Spider-Man movies, those are, even the old ones, only, what, 20 years old?
Yeah. Holy crap. I just, like, brought up my ear to look at it. Holy, you're not kidding. Everything is... Well... I mean, there's a couple new ones. I want to see the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
I'm not sure I'm familiar with that one. I want to see Civil War.
Ungentlemanly Warfare. It looks pretty good.
Okay.
That's got... Oh, God. There's a bunch of...
The Fall
it's
Guy...
It's like a World War... It's a World War II movie. It's got Henry Cavill, Alan Richson, Cary Elwes, a bunch of people, and they're like basically like.
All you had to do was say Cary Elwes.
Yeah, they're kind of like, I don't know. I would say the Suicide Squad of like World War II, but without like. Yeah, they're the misfits, the people that like nobody wanted to fight for them, so they put them all together and like said, "Hey, go fuck up some Nazis."
I fucking forgot that Ghostbusters, the new one, was out already.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I liked
it?
The last one, but this one just hasn't... It hasn't grabbed me.
I don't know if the marketing has been as good behind it as the first one. Because, I mean, I've seen a trailer here or there. But that first one, I swear you couldn't open TikTok. You couldn't open YouTube. You couldn't open...
No.
You know, your... Amazon Prime, anything like that without seeing a little banner for it or
make sure. And I think part of it too is I haven't been looking that much. I mean, you know, for up until 2 weeks, I was training pretty much every day for an Ironman, and then I'm not watching as much TV, and I've been, you know, when I have free time, I'm applying for jobs because I want a different one, but I haven't been looking at them enough. But I mean, it's just, the only ones that have popped up to me is, like I said, the, Ungentlemanly, whatever. That's about the only one that's popped up where I'm like, oh, that looks like something cool to see. All the rest of them, I'm like, huh. Because I know Benton's supposed to be here tomorrow. Amber was talking about going to a movie. I'm like, I don't even know what's playing.
Well, I know last time we talked, you were talking about doing the Kong Godzilla, the new.
Yeah, but never got a chance to.
So, no, I meant when Benton got there.
Yeah. Possibly, but I think he's probably already seen it, so because he loves Godzilla. So.
I know. Which probably means you'd go see it again.
Probably.
Because you hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Some of it's cool that it's coming back. I don't know if Steel Magnolias is something you need to go see in the theater.
No.
I don't care if it's the 35th anniversary or not. It's just, to me, not a theater movie. But yeah. What do I know? Yeah, so, and I guess the Spider-Man movies have some cool special effects in the theater, but again, especially you get into Homecoming and Far From Home, those are less than 10 years old. Like, if you haven't seen them yet.
Yeah.
On you.
And that's it. I mean, I can understand, like you said, like that's Jaws. It's like over 40 years old. Yeah, that's cool. You know, when they had Halloween back in the theaters, you know, over, you know, because Jaws and Halloween, both of those were like run-ups to Halloween. They put a bunch of like the best horror movies in theaters on the weekends. And it's like, that's kind of cool. But.
Well, I get that. Also, at least my opinion, there's not a whole lot of new horror movies that can compete with some of those. You know, yeah. I'm not saying that they're all been bad, but yeah. That genre peak was definitely 80s, 90s.
Well, yeah, and I mean, the one thing that Jaws and both Jaws and really like Halloween have that the new ones don't, they don't show anything.
Yeah.
Which is what makes them terrifying. In Jaws, you see the shark like for, I think it's a total of like 45 seconds of the whole stupid movie.
Yeah. But
you know,
it's
you
that
barely see
on
him.
On edge
it's
of the, your seat, wondering yeah. when he's coming.
It's the buildup. It's everything else. It's the fact that, you know, my imagination can freaking do way more
but,
than what you can show me on screen.
To add to that, though, too, right, you didn't have a shit ton of special effects.
No.
Right? So it makes it all even that much more believable where now they got to throw an explosion into every fucking movie, whether it's mm-hmm. horror, fucking romantic comedy, whatever. You know, do we need it? Probably not.
No. Well, I think it's one of those things, you know, that show that I watched for a bit that you turned me on to was the, you know, how the movies that made us, and they go back and showed us. And like Halloween, it had a budget that was like less than most people pay for like a pair of shoes now.
Yeah.
There was no budget to that movie. There is not one, you don't even think about it until you go back and watch it. There's not one drop of blood in that entire movie.
Yeah. It's been 25 years since I've seen Halloween, but...
But you go back and you watch it, and it's like, it's terrifying, but it doesn't have the gore and insanity that the new movies do. It lets your imagination just totally mess with you. And the guy that played Michael Myers was just a friend of the director that they put in a jumpsuit and put a mask on him, and he just...
Yeah,
stood around.
Yeah, like I said, you don't always need it. And don't get me wrong, some of the gore, when called for in certain scenes... Yeah. Love it. Doesn't bother me a bit, right? Some of the gore, just to have gore for the shock factor. Let's tell a better story, and we don't need it.
Yeah.
So
I think that's the best thing, like with Halloween. You just have a shot of a random guy standing behind a bush. But it's more terrifying than pretty much any special effects you could ever give me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, honestly... Some of the newer ones that I've and they're definitely not new, guys. So, but I loved Blair Witch Project. And that was literally filmed on a fucking camcorder.
And we've talked about this. I've actually never seen it.
I
own it.
Yeah.
I have the DVD.
I don't think I've ever watched it since I bought it. I saw it in the theaters. And I don't think I've ever watched it since
I saw
it.
Never saw it in theaters, and someone bought me the DVD because I'm a horror movie fanatic. Bought it for me for my birthday, and I've never even opened it.
The Ring, but another one, not a lot of huge special effect. Like,
no.
You know, just chillingly terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one? 13 Ghosts. I thought the same thing. Was really good.
Yeah. See, and I've always been a huge fan of those, where they don't show you anything, but they let your imagination just run wild, and you're like, oh, shit.
You know, I love the Scream movie. I didn't think the Scream movies were a couple jump scare moments, but not scary. But
they were fun.
They're still in that category of horror, and I fucking loved the first couple especially. But I heard they're coming out with another one again.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I can't say much because, I mean, they're screaming behind me.
Yeah, I see that, but...
But...
Doesn't mean you got to like the new one.
No. But what's amazing about it, like, you know, Wes Craven, I mean, he's the one who did Scream, and he's making fun of what made him rich.
Yeah.
Which cracks me up every time. I'm like, this is the guy who made Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
He came up with Freddy.
Scream is a spoof on horror without being a spoof movie.
Yeah. Which is so funny that they made a spoof on the spoof.
Right, because then you have Scary Movie, which is a legit spoof. Right?
On the spoof, yeah.
Yeah, where Scream is a real movie that spoofs the horror genre.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't tell specifically right from when, is it, the fuck are their names? Matthew Lillard and Skeet Ulrich are going through reading the rules of horror, like... horror movies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
It's just cracks me up. Every time I watch it, I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah. No, I like it, you know. But like I said, there's a lot of times you don't need some of the shit they do, and I think it takes away from adding good movies to that genre.
It does. It really does.
So, like, I mean, I just mentioned it about Transformers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, as we started getting further and further in Transformers movies, it literally just became fucking explosions.
Yeah.
Big CGI.
It's explosions
movies.
For explosions. You know, write a script.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought the first few had really good, and different storylines, right? With the same basis of, you know, taking over Earth for the Energon Cube or whatever, but different storyline in that in how it goes about. And
yeah.
A good continuation, but, you know, I don't know. What do I know? I don't fucking know anything.
Neither one of us does.
Yeah, we try. Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh. The NFL draft is tonight. Any interest in that?
A little bit. I mean, I've been watching it a little bit, but not a whole lot. Yeah. I mean, I'm curious on what the Seahawks are going to do with a new coach. And, you know, a lot of people think that they're gonna draft Penix, but I don't think he's going to be there when the Seahawks gets drafted unless they trade up. But I think Geno's got at least another year. But with Howell behind him, I think Howell with a good coach and coached right, I think he just got bad. You know, he had a horrible offensive line and everything else. And Washington, he might actually be a decent quarterback if he has the right coach.
Yeah, and we don't know. I mean, we don't know anything about the coach, though, right? We don't know if he's going to be a good quarterback guy or somebody who can.
I mean, he's a defense guy. I mean, in Baltimore, he built a beautiful defense.
Yeah, and I mean, really, what coaching is there of Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
Like, the guy's just a freak fucking athlete. You can't coach that.
He is.
So, I mean, he's a fucking cheat code, for God's sakes. You can't coach that.
He is. He's like the Bo Jackson was the Tecmo Bowl. He's the cheat code.
I love fucking Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson, Tecmo Bowl was the best. You want to win, just pick the Raiders and freaking run Bo Jackson because nobody can tackle him.
There's another cheat code on that, and it's, what the fuck's his last name? It's Bob, oh my God, let me see. He's a defense, like the nose tackle for the Green Bay Packers, which typically in that game, you don't get very many sacks with the nose tackle.
Yeah,
he can't be blocked. He hits the offensive line and they just fall over.
Wow, that's awesome.
We found him. We used to do Tecmo tournaments where you would just randomly select teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we were like, well, let's play that again and see if it works. Oh, it does.
Hmm.
I'm gonna see if I can find. I'm sure you can look it up, right?
Probably.
No, not Tecmo.
Techno ball.
I don't need
tech. Boom chicka bow wow.
Let's see, Packers roster. Here we go. Is it just going to give me the offense?
Probably.
Come on. Area subs, offensive line, defense. Bob Nelson, there he is. Nose tackle, okay. Green Bay Packers. His ranking is a 79. Oh, no, that must be his jersey number. That's his jersey number. Never mind. They didn't have rankings in that. Yeah, that guy just flies through people. Bob Nelson. I knew it was a basic common name. I kept wanting to say Bob Murphy, which would have been pretty close as well. But, oh. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the draft's the draft.
It is, because, I mean, who knows? I mean, look how many players have, like, they're like, this is the next great guy, and then they draft him, and it's like,
Well, being a Seahawks fan and being spoiled with as well as a good of a team as we've had the last, 15 years or whatever, it's hard for me to get excited about the first round of the draft.
Yeah, because honestly, I mean, we've done okay with, some of our drafts, but then at the same time, I mean, most of ours is late drafts anyway, but that's John Schneider and Pete Carroll. I mean, who knows what it's going to be like with this new guy?
Yeah.
Which, from everything I've heard, it's like John Snyder is pretty much like Mike, whatever his name is, isn't going to have a whole lot of call in this.
Snyder's not?
Well, no, that Snyder's going to pretty much be the.
Oh, yeah.
Like before, it was like Pete and Snyder together.
In the war room together.
And now it's, I mean, they'll be in the war room together, but it's more like it's like, Snyder's got like a 90% of the call and. The other guys just kind of put it in his 2 cents.
We'll just start with Seahawks first round picks from our memory. We're not going to go read. We'll go a little longer, right? We'll start in 1986, and you can give me a yay or nay if it would have been worth watching the draft for these picks.
Okay.
1986, John L. Williams.
Who?
Wait, you know John L. Williams, but. He was a fullback for Florida in college. Would you have known the full, would you have been excited about the fucking fullback?
No.
He was the 15th pick overall.
Yeah. Well, I mean, fullbacks are a dying thing now anyway, but back then, no.
Tony Woods. Here was the first time I ever remember being excited about the draft. And boy, did that kick us in the shithole. Brian Bosworth.
He was amazing.
No, but we were pumped to shit when we got him.
This just brings me right back to Bo Jackson and watching him just fucking truck.
I ever got excited on a play against the Seahawks.
That was one of those, we were all like, Brian Bosworth is the next great thing, and then fucking Bo Jackson trucks him, and you're like, we're fucked.
Yeah, you can be the biggest homer in the face of the fucking planet, but until you see that one play against your team that just goes, holy shit, where you got to just stand up and clap and respect, or the one where he just smoked everybody running and just kept fucking going through the tunnel.
Yeah.
Fucking Bo. All right. Next up on your excitement radar, 1989, Andy Heck.
It sounds familiar, but.
So he was an offensive lineman, pretty good offensive lineman, but again. I'm not going to watch the first round I know offensive linemen are important. I know it's a key, but it's not exciting to me when we draft an offensive lineman.
No. I could see one of those things like that. Someone like, right now, I want to see something like what Bo Jackson did where he gets drafted and says, fuck no, I'll just wait and get drafted again next year because I'm not playing for you.
Yeah. No, you want like John Elway? No.
But Bo Jackson literally just went back into the draft.
Yeah. And
he's like, no.
I guess Elway didn't, right? He was drafted by the Colts and said, no, I'm going to go play baseball at Stanford.
Yeah.
And they ended up trading him to Denver. No. Then we got Cortez Kennedy. That was exciting.
Well, yeah. That was. I mean, it's Cortez Kennedy.
Now, here's how much you know that I know about football, because this to me was exciting, was Dan McGuire in 1991.
Dan McGuire.
Like 6 foot 10 quarterback out of San Diego State. So I had that. That's thing one that got me excited, because being from San Diego, you never see San Diego Aztecs taken.
No.
And then number two, Mark McGuire's brother.
What I thought I was going to say, isn't that? Yeah.
Yeah. Next is another offensive line, Ray Roberts. Nothing.
No.
Rick Meyer pissed me off.
Man, he pissed a lot of people off.
I wanted Drew Bledsoe.
So yes, there's a lot of people.
I wanted a Cougar, and Rick Meyer was the quarterback of fucking Notre Dame. Nothing for. I was angry, not excited. Then you have Sam Adams.
It's a good beer.
It is. We didn't draft the beer. We weren't old enough to get a Sam Adams on draft yet. That was 95. Then Joey Galloway, which I thought was exciting.
Yes.
Pete Kendall.
Who?
Pete Kendall. No offensive idea. Lineman from Boston College.
How long did he last?
Well, let's find out. Let's click on the old
5 minutes.
Wikipedia. His picture on Wikipedia is him playing for the former Washington Redskins. He played 4 years for us, 96 to 2000, 5 years, I guess. He played in a grand total of 89 games in his college career, or in his professional career. Jesus fucking Christ, man.
And that's not bad.
And he played for five teams total. Is that what I saw? Four teams total? Four teams. The Cardinals, the Jets, and the Redskins. Then in 97, possibly our best first round ever, we had two picks, the number three and the number six, and we took Sean Springs and Walter Jones.
I mean, Walter Jones, I mean, you can't go wrong with that one.
All right, you ready to say some more who's? Now, I remember this guy, but he was okay. 98, we had Anthony Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
1999, I'll wait for the who? Lamar King?
No. No idea.
And then we have Sean Alexander and Chris McIntosh in 2000.
I mean, I'm not sure about Chris McIntosh, but I've heard of that Sean Alexander guy.
Yeah.
He did really good till he got a good contract.
Mr. Fall Down.
Yeah. He did really good till he got that contract. Then all of a sudden everything fell down.
Then we had, I mean, really, if you look until 2007, we had no picks. So you go 2001 to 2007, we had Corn Robinson. And I can guarantee you on draft day, nobody was excited. He was from North Carolina State.
They have a college?
Yep. I think it's connected to the K-12 school.
Probably.
Then Steve Hutchinson, again, great offensive lineman.
Yeah.
But Jeremy Stevens.
I remember that one.
He was solo for Beaton Hope. Yeah, he's the one who married Hope Solo and then abused the shit out of her a bunch of times.
That's why I remember the name so much.
And then we finally, 10 years later, we decided to take a Cougar in the first round in Marcus Trufant.
He was a good one.
And then Marcus Tubbs.
No idea.
Chris Spencer.
Mm.
Kelly Jennings.
No idea.
Lawrence Jackson.
No.
Aaron Curry, who fucking fizzled. He was like defensive college player of the year or whatever.
I remember him. I remember a lot of hype on him, and then he just blah, blah.
And then in 2010, I guess, was, you know, we had Russell Kuhn, Earl Thomas. This is the start now of like Schneider, and we're building our team.
Yep.
Right. James Carpenter, who did nothing. And then we all had the one where we went, what? When we took Bruce Irvin, and he became one of
my
favorite.
He was a first rounder?
Yeah. Like the 15th overall pick. And that's exactly what everybody did. What the fuck? And
he was decent, but I don't know if he's a first rounder.
Nobody had him first round grade. Everybody, every draft, everybody said, oh, easily could have got him in the third round.
Yeah.
But he grew into one of my favorite Seahawks of all time. Probably top five list.
Yeah, and he's come back a couple times. I mean, I love Bruce Irving, but I'm just like, I didn't see him as a... I mean, especially when you think about some of the other ones that we had, like freaking Richard Sherman, that was like a, what, sixth round?
Yeah, fifth or sixth for Sherman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, our first round picks in the history of the Seahawks, we have four Hall of Famers. We have Kenny Easley. We have Cortez Kennedy, Walter Jones, Steve Hutchinson, the end.
Yeah.
So tonight's not going to excite me is the point I was getting at. I just took the long way to get there. We have the 26th or 27th pick, whatever it is, later round, you know, later first round. I just have Schneider in my head that we're going to get a third, a fifth, and a seventh or something and just trade out of there, you know. So, yeah.
Which, I mean, they've done really well. I mean, honestly, most of ours, it's been the late round picks where we usually get the better.
And I would imagine if a Penix, a Bo Nix, or some of what they're considering the second tier of that quarterback class isn't taken by the Hawks by the time the Hawks get there. Because then you look at it, and you got the Chiefs drafting with Mahomes. They're not going to take him. You got, you know, Baltimore drafting with Jet. They're not going to take him. And then you have the second round, the same order as the first round, with all those teams that already took. So they could trade back and get a couple picks and take him late second round, kind of like what they did with who was the guy they got last year? Or DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
You know, similar to how they did that. But, yeah, tomorrow's going to be more exciting for me than today.
Yeah.
Just is.
I can see that.
So, and then we'll stick with sports here for a second because I'm really curious if you've been rubbing it in the noses of the Texas folk.
Oh, of how wonderful Houston's doing? Oh, of course.
No, that the Seattle Mariners beat Texas Rangers, was it last night, night before, that took over first place in the AL West?
Oh, nobody cares about the Rangers here.
Well, no.
We only care about the Astros, but yeah.
The fact that
we're beating them, big time, yes.
But they do care about the Rangers, first of all. They just might not like the Rangers.
Oh, yeah, they hate the Rangers more than they hate the Mariners.
But to see the...
It's,
you know, just...
See, the Mariners in first, trust me, yesterday I was wearing my All-Star game... Houston, All-Star Game, Seattle Mariner, like Hawaiian shirt to work. I've been making sure to wear it all the time. So,
I just placed an order for some Mariners gear. I have a hat here, you know, t-shirt there type deal. I've never really, but they came out with what's the gum? Big League Chew.
Mm-hmm.
I think New Era makes them hats and hoodies with the Mariners. Either different logos or whatever, but in the colors of the different flavors of Big League Chew.
Mm.
And they are, some of them are badass looking. And so I got the original hoodie, which is like a cream colored hoodie. I think the Mariners are written in pink, the original bubblegum flavor, which is really cool. And then the hat I got was the, is it the raspberry, the blue razz or whatever, which is really cool. It'd been a long time since I've seen baseball gear that just jumped off the page and excited me.
There's some good stuff. I have my biggest thing is I have a whole bunch of stuff in a Mariner, like I guess you'd almost call it a shrine and then the living room, but you know, all the crap I got from games and stuff.
It's my little shrine.
Oh, I'll send you a picture of it. It's my Mariner shrine. It's got everything from like the All-Star game from 2001, the one from last year.
You got a statue of Joe Boo wearing the Dairy Queen Mariners helmet that the ice cream was served in.
I should. But no, I have a couple of the helmets from the Nachos we're in.
We bought those last year at the game.
The helmet, you know, Nachos. And then I have what, the Dan Wilson bobblehead. I have a couple of the bobbleheads from different nights. Ken Griffey Jr. one. I mean, I got some of those. Edgar. I think there's an Edgar one.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Funko night with Cal Raleigh.
Nice.
So try to get me one of the exclusive Cal Raleighs. Like I got the Julio, or not Julio Franco, the Rodriguez.
Julio Rodriguez.
Thank you. God. I got that exclusive 1,000-piece only one of him last year. I need a big, nice. I need a big dumper one this year. I can't remember if I mentioned it, but I wish I lived closer to Everett. The Aqua Sox are doing a Funko Pop specialty giveaway every Friday night, and you could have got all 12 Friday home games for like $160.
Man, and that's it. But it's so far to Everett.
Yeah. Like I said, I wish I lived further north. Like, you know.
Yeah, it's something you don't say much.
No, not at all. Not at all. And I'm beginning to learn it doesn't matter where you are. Like I said, I've been over Bremerton and Port Orchard and shit the last few days for work, and it's just as gross over there. I drove through Tacoma, like downtown Tacoma today. Nah, I'm good. That's how I came home today, because I had to stop at a store to meet somebody and fucking blah.
Yeah, I'll be up there in June, but just for like, but it's going to be one of those things.
I was going to say, that's a long ways away, but that's like a month.
Yeah, I'm doing an event up there, but it's one of those, I'm going to fly in Friday and the event Saturday, Sunday, and then I fly back Sunday. So I'm only even taking like Friday off of work.
Oh, okay.
But I think I'll be up there for a little bit longer in July. Because I'm doing another race in July, but we're going to take like an extra day because I think we're going to like rent a van and drive back because we still have like a little bit of stuff in like one of our, in a
container,
in a storage place up there. So we want to get it all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No point in paying that fee any longer than you have to.
Yeah, and just bring it back down here. Because I think there's some stuff that we're missing, and we're pretty sure it's still in there. So that's kind of one of those, like, you don't realize stuff until all of a sudden you're like, where the fuck?
I swear we had one of these.
Yeah, could have swore. Yeah. There's been a couple of those where I'm like, don't we have, no, that's up in the, fuck. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, I get that, man. But you'll probably look at half the shit and go, I didn't even realize we had this or missed it.
Yeah, there's been a few of that as we've been unpacking stuff, and I'm like, why in the fuck? And we did that when we were packing. There was like one of the boxes we found that was actually had like Christmas decorations for when me and Lisa were together.
Oh.
So, yeah, and I'm like, we've been married for 20 something years, and this was from my ex before you. This is weird.
Yeah. Trying to remember, last time we talked, had Bella turned 16 yet?
No.
So Bella turned 16, April 12th.
Run.
Bella failed her drive test April 11th.
Nice.
So that made for a fun, pissy birthday.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, she broke the law. She ran a red light.
So she learned to drive from her mom?
Close to your guys' old place down there on Sunset.
And learn to drive from your mom.
Yeah.
Or her mom.
No, that was probably more me. She California stopped as a light was turning yellow. And California stopped on the free ride on red.
Yeah.
So they were just like, all right, you're done. Pull over. We're going back.
Yeah, see, I know I failed mine the first time because I did it out in North Bend. And where there was a spot that you had to pull out where there was a hedge and you couldn't see around it very well. So you had to go out a little bit. I'm driving a Dodge Aspen that's got a freaking front end on it that's freaking like 12 feet long.
Dodge Aspen.
So I had to keep pulling out farther. And then finally I'm like, well, okay, I don't see a car. And I just went, and a car had to, didn't even like slam, just had to hit the brakes behind me. And they're like, nope, you failed. And I'm like, really? And I come to find out, like, when I'm back there, they're like, oh yeah, did they get you with the hedge? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, he does that to everyone on their first test.
Oh.
I'm like, awesome.
What's the proper way then?
I don't know. I mean, if he basically sets you up. So if you pull out and a car has to hit the brakes, you're done.
The fuck?
So he'll find out if it's your first test. He'll put you right there. And from what I've heard, from what I heard when I was there too, she's like, yeah, if that doesn't get you, he's got like two or three other spots.
Oh, just one
he's
of those
like, if it's
dicks.
Your first time and he finds out it's your first time taking the test, because it was my birthday that I took it, he's like, you'll fail. That instructor made sure everybody failed.
I failed my test the first time for speeding. I was doing 32. I thought the speed limit was 35, so I was grannying it, and it was 25. He said the second I hit that unwritten rule of 7 miles over, he was like, you're done. He goes, if you would have stayed at 31, you would have been fine. But second you hit that unwritten rule of 7, broke the law. Fuck.
You're done.
I'm done. Yep. So we tried telling her that. Like, everybody fails. Like, except now. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you had to wait like 3 months to retake your test.
Not for me. I could take it. Mine, it was a week.
So she could have taken it the next day if there would have been any open availability.
Oh, yeah. No, mine was I had to wait a week.
But, and we rented the whatever driving school she went to.
Mm-hmm.
You can rent one of their cars, take your test in.
Yeah.
But my car, I have a missing, my side mirrors busted off from getting clipped by a truck. And the truck is just massive. We knew if she had to back around a corner or parallel park or, you know, anything like that. So,
yeah, see, that was me. I borrowed a friend's car. In fact, Julia Simpson's car, because my parents had, it was either the big blue van, big blue Dodge van, or every other car they had was a stick shift.
Yeah.
Which I can drive a stick shift,
Julia
but it was
Simpson
just
had
like
a Dodge
for your
Aspen?
Test. Yeah, Julia Simpson had, it was a big green Dodge Aspen.
Huh, I don't remember.
And
that.
She was pissed because I didn't ask her. I asked her mom. And mom said yes. And Julia was like, it's my car. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Your mom said yes.
See, when you say Dodge Aspen, I think of another classmate of yours, same age as you, Eddie Lingy.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie. Had a blue Dodge Aspen. And I remember rolling around with him a few times with that thing. Just a big fucking boat. I see him all the time. His daughter's same age as Bella and on the softball team.
Nice.
So, yeah, we see each other all the time. But
yeah, because he lived down on the road right next to Forest. So we hung out with all the time right there off Maple Valley Highway.
Yeah. Okay. Small world. Not anymore.
It is. No, not anymore.
So if I spell out WITTE road... What is that?
Wit?
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So, the guy who, the rep for Body Armor, we worked together a lot, you know, both being distributed by Coke. And we worked together a couple weeks ago, and he was like, oh, dude, I tell you, I'm starting this new ice cream venture. He's like, we make our own homemade ice cream. We got a little cart. We're going to be at the Maple Valley Farmers Market and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, no. I'm like, that's sweet. He goes, yeah, our first... he called it gig, but I don't know if you want to call it. Yeah. They got one of those neighborhood parks inside their housing development over there by Fred Meyer. And so they parked outside the park and, you know, did that. I took the girls after softball practice. We went over there and the guy in front of me was like, oh, what flavors do you have? And this dude starts reading off his flavor. He's got one called Witty Road. Is how he said it. And both the girls looked at me and started laughing. And I'm just getting angry. And the customer repeated it back that he wanted Witty Road. And so when it was my turn in line, I'm like, you pronounce that Witty Road one more time, you're going to lose 3 sales right here. Like, we're fucking done.
Yeah.
So, how's it said? Dude, if you're going to sell ice cream flavors named after Maple Valley stuff, you should probably get it right.
Yeah, it's White Road.
Or take your tourist ass back to wherever you came from.
Yep, it's White Road. And that's one thing that's always funny. I met someone down here like that's from Washington, and it was one of those things I was talking about something, and I said like Puyallup or something like that, and they're like, oh, you're from Washington. And yep. I'm like, what makes you say that? And I'm like, you can say Puyallup, right? Issaquah, it's no Kwame. I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's like when I was younger, I remember the kids watching iCarly. Fucking hated that show because she would say Yakima.
Yeah.
Yakima or something like that. And I'm like, you're supposed to be from here, bitch.
Yeah.
Say it right.
It's probably hard to get coaching on how to pronounce Washington City names when your producer's touching everybody.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that.
Now that we know that, like, so he wasn't educating these people.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I've thought about watching it, but then there's like the one, who was it? Avril Lavigne or whatever, or whoever it was, that they have like the video of her like talking about a potato or something, and she's like basically jerking it off.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, that's who it was.
Yeah, I saw that.
But I'm
clip.
Like, you know, I never saw this because I mean, it's one of those things because it's pretty much like for me anyway, I was too old.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the ones that I saw were because my kids were watching them.
Yeah, which normally my nose was in the phone and they had it on.
I saw bits or pieces of it, but I mean, going back now, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Nope. Nickelodeon in our day was Double Dare, was Clarissa Explains It All. That was a little closer to our teen years at that, you know. Yep. It was some of those types. Salute Your Shorts.
I wanted Clarissa to explain some things.
That was one. My sister was a huge Nickelodeon person where I was not, but that was one of the ones I didn't mind watching, you know.
Yeah.
Melissa.
I wanted her to explain some things to me.
She did. She explained what a restraining order was.
She would have had to if I got too close, but yeah.
All right. Well, God, this was fun.
I missed it. This is one of the things I love these conversations. But I got to tell you about this before we work today. I'm at work. You know, I work in a freaking pesticide facility, whatever. So I have to buy rags a lot. And we just buy cheap fucking rags because we're just gonna wipe them up and they're gonna be covered in chemicals and we're gonna like incinerate them. So I order from two different companies. One has like normal rags. The other one, it's like just random cloth that's from whatever. Like one time they found like put it together and it was a Yankees towel that had been just cut up. Random shit. Today the guy walks into my office holding women's underwear. And I'm like, why the fuck are you got women's underwear? And he's like, this was in the box of rags. I'm like, you're fucking kidding me. So I took a picture of it. And like 5 minutes later, they found another one. Send it to the freaking supplier. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? He has not responded back.
What'd they do? Find somebody that had a clearance sale on OnlyFans that was selling their
I guess. Because it wasn't even like, I mean, this we're talking like it was a thong. I'm like, and I'm looking at it too. And the first thought that I have because of me is like, what the fuck is that going to clean up?
You should have done it before and after. You should have smelt it before. And then after you wipe the chemicals up with it to see which one was worse.
Just like, like what? That's not going to clean up anything. Yeah, but
that's fucking awesome. Well then, so I had to reset a 7-Eleven this morning out there in Soberdale.
Mm-hmm.
Walk down every time I walk down an aisle as I'm walking to the cold vault to do my thing, I'm always just looking, oh, what do they have, blah, blah, blah. 7-Eleven branded Plan B pills.
What?
On the same shelf for like the condoms and the medicine and that shit is. 7-Eleven branded Plan B pill. I think they called it the morning after, but yeah, same thing. Yeah. 7-Eleven branded.
That's insane.
Tastes like Slurpee. I don't know. I didn't try it, but
that would be hilarious. That would be hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they call the little bite. and go to the hot case and get the big bite.
That's just insane that they would, yeah.
So I went to like four other 7-Elevens after that, and I had to go down that aisle, and I looked at it, everyone. No other 7-Eleven had it. So that's now my new goal, is to see how many 7-Elevens I would go into that have the Plan B pill. Because that's insane.
That is. I'm just like, I'm shocked. Like, what?
Yeah. It's pretty insane that they even thought about getting it and branding it their own.
Yeah. I mean, down here they have some weird stuff, you know, but nothing like that.
Yeah.
Because down here, 7-Eleven has its own restaurant. It's called Laredo Taco.
Yep. Yeah, I knew that.
But Plan B pills? Wow.
They have their own sushi bars at 7-Elevens in Japan.
That'd be interesting.
You know, they have the one in Auburn with their own bar. Get your growlers filled and everything else. So, yeah, they got all sorts of weird shit throughout different ones. The new Bonnie Lake, the Tahali one, has a pizzeria in it.
That'd be cool.
Little, like, I don't know, 10-seat counter that you can sit at and order your pizza and be good to go.
Yeah, why not?
So, I haven't tried it yet, but maybe someday. I don't like the owner, I don't want to give him money.
That's always the worst.
That's my big problem. So, all right, sir. Well, I do have all the schedules on my phone now. Let me see.
Oh, that's good.
I didn't realize Tahoma had a Game Changer Part 2.
Yeah.
And all the game schedule shit just came out. Let me see. Monday at 6. Tuesday at 6 and 6:30. Wednesday at 4. Wednesday at 6. Thursday at 6. Saturday at 2. Saturday at 2. So no Friday next week. Or... oh, itchy nose. Excuse me. Yeah, I think like Wednesday. Yep, not going to work. Tuesday, if we did it roughly around the same time, I'd have to be there by 5, so we'd have to be a touch earlier than today.
On which day?
Tuesday.
I might be able to do that.
Or Monday. I just have practice at 6, so I don't have to be there till like 5:45 to set the field up or whatever. But so we might even be able to do Monday.
Monday would probably even be better. Yeah.
There you go. All right. So
okay. Let's do Monday.
We'll plan on Monday.
All right.
All right.
Perfect.
All right, guys. So with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.